Hello, my name is Eli Tuchman, and thank you for joining me in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Yoma. In the previous Mishnah, the Kohen Gadol began the special avodas for the Yom Kippurim by approaching his parchatas, his cow that is a carbon chatas, and he did vidui on this cow. In Mishnah Tes, we continue. We're done with the cow for now. We haven't shechted it yet, that's later, but we're done with the cow for now. Balo l'mizrach hazara, and he heads towards the eastern end of the Azara. He heads eastward, and in doing so, he heads around the north side of the Mizbeach. So, Balo l'mizrach hazara l'tzfon ha-mizbeach. He comes towards the eastern part of the Mizbeach, the eastern part of the Azara, and he ends up north of the Mizbeach. Okay, hasigan miyamino. As he walks, the Kohen Gadol is accompanied on his right-hand side by the Sigan. The Sigan is the assistant Kohen Gadol, basically the number two Kohen, and he is standing on the right of the Kohen Gadol. The Rosh Beis Av Mismolo, and on the Kohen Gadol's left is the head of the Beis Av, whose day it is to work in the Beis HaMikdash. We mentioned a few times that the Kohanim were split up into 24 Mishmaros, 24 divisions, and each division worked in the Beis HaMikdash for a week. And they would rotate through. So basically, everybody got approximately 2 weeks a year to be in the Beis HaMikdash because there are, depending on whether it's a leap year or not, but certainly more than 48 weeks in a year, somewhere around 52, a little bit more, a little bit less, and in the Hebrew calendar year. And so everybody would get at least two chances. And so when the Kohanim would come, there are 24 Mishmaros, but each Mishmar is broken down into six Batei Av. And so each Beis Av would work one day of the week. One Beis Av would work on Sunday, one Monday, one Tuesday, one Wednesday, one Thursday, one Friday. On Shabbos, all of them could work together. All of the Batei Av would work together. And so every day of the week, there was a Beis Av working, except for Friday when they were all working. And so typically there would be the head of that Beis Av, presumably, although the Mishnah does not say so, presumably if it was Shabbos and all the Batei Av were working together, then the head of the entire Mishmar would be to the right of the Kohen Gadol, to the left of the Kohen Gadol at this point. At any rate, the Kohen Gadol, accompanied by these two senior Kohanim, comes to the southern, the northern side of the Mizbeach. Visham Shnei Seirim. And there, on the northern side of the Mizbeach, are two goats. And they are waiting, along with the Kalfi HaSasham, with a small box, a small wooden box. Uba Shnei Garolos. And in the wooden box are two lots, two pieces of wood that we're going to use for selecting which of these two goats goes Lashem to be brought as a carbon to Hashem, and which goes sent out to the desert, La Azazel. We're going to learn about that in a little while. But that's what this is for. So there's the two goats and the box with the two pieces of wood in them that have the label either La Hashem or La Azazel. Vishal Ashkara Hayu. They were made out of boxwood. However, the Mishnah tells us that Asa'an ben Gamla Shel Zahav. When Ben Gamla was appointed Kohen Gadol, he made them out of gold, because for the honor of Yom HaKippurim, he made them out of gold. And the Mishnah tells us that he is remembered with praise for this act. Not only do the Chum agree with this, that this is a good idea, they praise him for it because he took a step that was really very, very positive and a very good one for the good of Klal Yisrael and in the honor of Yom HaKippurim.